This is Jay Sekulow. It's time for an executive order to protect our military chaplains.
Chief of Chaplains called me into his office, sat me down, and said, Gary, you are insensitive, you are intolerant, and you need to stop praying the way you are. You need to think of the audience. You're offensive.
What they're trying to do is to, like, dump all the chaplains in a blender and turn them into some kind of goo.
And I said, sir, I'm not the one that's intolerant. I'm the individual praying from my conscience to the God I trust in and believe will hear me if I pray.
This is a political correctness maneuver, and that's all it is. And that is to destroy the freedom of our chaplains to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Folks, this is a big issue. Welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. We're welcoming in our television audience as well. But let me set the stage for what we've got here. We had at the end of last year, and it didn't get a lot of notice, a rollback on some of these regulations that were so troubling for our United States military chaplains. Remember, they were not allowed to pray in Jesus' name. But some of these maneuvers, some of these regulations were actually rolled back. And that was a good start. We were glad with some of the rollback on this. But folks, it is a major issue now because with the change of Congress, it's going to take a presidential executive order to protect our military chaplains. And I want to tell you, we are working on it and are working on it as we speak. I've got research going on executive orders. We're going to ask the president for a specific executive order. Let me ask you this question. Do you think the president of the United States should sign an executive order authorizing our military chaplains to pray according to the dictates of their conscience, according to their faith commitment, which means they would pray in Jesus' name if they wanted to? The rabbi would utilize Hebrew. Do you think they should have that right? Should we protect our military chaplains that way? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. If you served in the military or had family that did, I'd sure like to hear from you. But anybody, if you got an opinion on this, should these military chaplains have the right to pray? You call us at 800-684-3110. Congressman Walter Jones now requesting this executive order. We're doing the legal research, the legal work on this, and also are preparing to get thousands of you to call us. Jordan, this is a big issue, and the time is now. New Congress, we've got to get the presidential executive order is the route to go right now.
It is so important when you've got this change in Washington, D.C. that's occurred with this last election, this 06 midterm elections, change in both the House and Senate, new leadership who's not going to be very sympathetic to this cause to make sure the chaplains have the right to do their job and do it in the way they so choose to, as the call of the dictates of their faith tell them they must do. Remember, they are both part of the military. They are also serving a particular denomination which commands them to practice their faith a certain way.
You heard in the beginning of the broadcast this montage of, these were quotes from U.S. military chaplains and some of our congressmen, where they're being able to, they're being told not to use Jesus' name when they're giving a prayer at an event. It could even be funeral services or as the soldiers are about to go out in battle. There are a variety of different chaplains within the context of the military. So the idea is that you have these different chaplains so that people are covered, people are protected. But this is the fight. This is the battle. Should our military chaplains have the right to pray according to the dictates of their conscience? And should President Bush sign an executive order on this? And by the way, folks, we are doing all of that legal research on the executive orders literally as we speak. This is an urgent matter for us. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is a big issue. There is a lot at stake here. Our military chaplains are commissioned by the Baptist or a Catholic priest or whatever they might be, could be Pentecostal, all the variety of religious groups you can think of. But right now they're being told to basically give a sanitized prayer, a prayer that does not mention the specific reference to a specific deity. And whenever they say that, folks, you know what that means. Don't pray in Jesus' name. Now, we saw some good results with this rollback right before the legislative break, Jordan. That was the compromise, but now it is going to take a presidential order.
It is. It's going to be so tough now with these committee chairs changing. Remember, folks, when you've got a change in power like this, not only does it change the leaders, but also change the chairs of each committee. And, folks, so important now, we have got to stand with Congressman Jones and call for this executive order.
It's going to need an executive order. Going through Congress is going to be too difficult. 877. I need you to call this number right now. 877-989-2255. This is to add your name to a petition supporting an executive order from President Bush protecting our chaplain's right to pray. It's that simple. It's that straightforward. 877-989-2255 for our chaplains to have the right to pray. Also, you can sign up online. There's great resources available at aclj.org. You want to fight for freedom? Fight for our military chaplains. 877-989-2255. Let's not let them down. Let's make sure they can pray. We'll talk to you in a moment.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Petition to Protect Military Prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Petition to Protect Military Prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom.
When I see all the assaults on people of faith in this country, I think this is drawing the line in the sand, and I think this is so critical. We've just got to keep beating the drum louder and louder.
Those are the words of Congressman Walter Jones. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. The issue that we're talking about is military chaplains and praying. It's going to take an executive order from the President of the United States. There's no doubt about it. We want to hear from you on this. We're getting a lot of phone calls already coming in. Pat Monahan's a senior attorney here with the American Center for Law and Justice, and his son just came back from Iraq. And, Pat, we're talking about, and you could address this personally, we're talking about the rights of military chaplains, priests, ministers to pray according to the dictates of their conscience, if they want to pray in Hebrew, if they're Jewish rabbis, if they want to make the sign of the cross, if they want to pray a particular way, they should have the right to do it. The problem right now is there's this sentiment across the military basically saying sanitized prayers only. We don't want any denominational prayer, which is ridiculous because you got denominations supporting these individual, individual chaplains.
Well, the military's certain the brass at different times are always don't want to rock the boat with the Congress. They're trying to meet certain politically correct expectations that they anticipate. But there is a real truth to know that there are no atheists in foxholes. My experience
right.
has been that when we're in the Army, we're going to pray. It's like that's what we're going to do. And it's kind of ridiculous to pretend that when you're in life and death situations, you aren't going to be looking beyond.
I mean, can you imagine, folks? I mean, this is what's the irony of all of this is in these military situations, you want prayer to be there, and you want these chaplains to pray according to their faith commitment, to the dictates of their conscience. That's why you have a variety of different denominations represented in the chaplaincy corps. But that's not what's going on right now. But we've got a chance to change this, but it's going to take your voice to be heard. We've got to get an executive order from President Bush. Here's the phone number. Walter Jones is pushing for it. We want to help him as well. 877-989-2255. Let me urge you to call this number. Add your name to our petition urging President Bush to support our military chaplains with an executive order protecting prayer of our chaplains. 877-989-2255. If they want to pray in Jesus' name, they certainly should have the right to do that. Also, information at ACLJ.org. Jordan, a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jacob's calling from California online, too. Jacob, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on. We're great. How can we help you?
I'm calling because I just left the military and I just got back from Iraq maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. And
okay.
I totally support the bill that's trying to get passed about the being able to pray according to the conscience. I've been in situations, and it just seems like it's hard for the chaplain to pray according to his conscience because they're being censored by the military.
Yeah, that's the problem right now. I mean, frankly, that's what it's a good way of saying it. First of all, Jacob, we appreciate your service to the country, but you're right. It is censorship, and it's censorship at the very basic level. You're telling a pastor, a chaplain, how they can pray or not pray, and we think that's ridiculous. But it's, look, the legislation ideas that we're going forward, we did get some of these really draconian regulations rolled back at the end of the year. That was a good start, but now we need to get an executive order issued from the president to the Secretary of Defense that simply says they have the right to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. But, folks, the only way we're going to get this through is if thousands, tens of thousands of you call us and become part of the team here. 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, Jordan, on the government affairs side, we worked hard to get some of these guidelines rolled back. There was some good progress there. Looked like we might have even at the end of the term, we're going to get legislation through. The change in the House and Senate obviously has impacted that. But this executive order is going to be the only way to go right now.
Yeah, folks have got to understand with what's going on in Washington, D.C., a lot of control for Congressman Jones and others. It's really been taken out of their hands because of the shift in committee, the change in these committees now with who's chairman of the House Armed Service Committee and others, both in the Senate and the House, has completely changed everything in here in Washington, D.C. If you've seen the recent news, folks, you've been watching television, read the newspapers, you know that the new leadership in the House and Senate, the Democrats, are coming in with an agenda, and they're not coming in with an agenda that's very helpful to causes like this.
No, and the fact of the matter is we're going to have to fight for this. And, Pat, you served in the military, your son served in the military, but this is, at bottom, a basic issue of fairness and free speech.
Right. You know, when someone prays, you expect sincerity in their prayer. And I expect when you're going to pray that
sure.
you will pray.
Right.
I'm not supposed to tell you how to pray. And that's between you and God. And I'm supposed to ride along with that. And
right.
I think we've got to realize that. That's whether we've got to. I want a man, when he prays, to be sincere in his prayer. And I don't want him to have one eye looking over the government in any form or shape.
Folks, you know, what Pat said is absolutely correct. I mean, that is really the problem here. And that is the idea that the government is looking over your shoulder, if you're a chaplain, to say how you pray or not pray. We think that's wrong. It's going to take an executive order to do it. We need your help on this. I'm urgently calling for your participation at 877-989-2255. This will be a petition to the president saying, get an executive order here to protect these military chaplains. We've assigned that legal work at our offices in Virginia right now. It's being researched. We're getting all of that together. We know the president has the authority, but we need to hear from you on this. 877-989-2255. And in our television audience that's now watching us via TV as well, that we've got our television cameras in here in our radio studios in Washington. We really want you to help us to make sure these chaplains can pray according to the dictates of their conscience, according to the dictates of their faith commitment, without, as Pat said, censorship. So again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org for updated information.
Let's go right to the phones. Phyllis is calling from Tennessee on line 4. Phyllis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, my son joined the Army for 4 years, and he went directly to South Korea when they was fixing to bomb him down there in North Korea. He came back to Fort Hood in 96 and was there for 2 years, and there was paganism and witchcraft going on right there on that base 10 years ago in 1996. So that's how long they're already, you know, hard telling how long before that they're already putting this stuff into agenda going on around these
yep.
bases and stuff that people don't even know about.
Well, that's the idea here. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is if we want to have any kind of effective witness, too, on these military bases, you got to have the chaplains be able to communicate. You know, Jordan uses this phrase, they've got to be able to do their job. And that's really what we're talking about here. Letting the chaplain do their job, sharing their faith, praying according to the dictates of their conscience. Believe me, the other religious influences, for good or ill, are out there on those military bases. And it is time for these chaplains to be able to do their job.
Well, and it's interesting, too, when you look at the groups and how they line up on this issue, you don't hear Americans United for Separation of Church and State coming out and saying that the Wiccans are being too evangelical, that they're coming out too strong, that they're proselytizing too hard. It's always the Christian chaplains. They're always targeted. And many of the rabbis that work
yep.
for the chaplains corps for the military have come out and said, you know what, enough is enough. They see, too, how this is targeting directly the Christian chaplains in the military and all the different denominations. Remember, folks, these chaplains serve an interesting role that I think it's important for people to understand. They're both chaplains and part of their faith groups. They take an allegiance to their faith group as well as part of the U.S. military, and they are in the line of fire. They're on the battlefields. They're in Iraq. They're in Afghanistan. They're all over the world, and we have to make sure that they're able to serve our country and do their job, and their job is to be chaplains.
Yeah, there's a number on your screen. I encourage you to call it. Join with us. We're asking the president to issue an executive order. That's what it's going to take here to get it done. Getting it through Congress, through the legislative channel, just with the change in Congress, just isn't going to happen. But we can get an executive order here, but we got to urge the president to do it. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org also for updated information. Back to the phones. Our lines are jammed. You keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110.
Ken's calling from Texas on line one. Ken, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jay. I appreciate it. I'm backing what you're doing. And, you know, as a Christian, I'm a pastor, and we're instructed by the very basis of our Christian faith, Jesus Christ, to pray to the Father in his name. And so I support that. But my question, Jay, is I operate under a 501c3, and so
yes,
does the ACLU. How can they do what they do and their 501c3 not be challenged when I know if I took the public stand they take, mine would be pulled?
Because you're discriminated against as a pastor. And it's exactly the same as the military chaplain situation. There's a different set of rules when you're a person of faith or you're a member of the clergy. It shouldn't be that way. Pastors should have the right to speak out and address the cultural issues of the day. Chaplains should be able to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. But it's a different set of rules. It's not right. It's just that's exactly what it is. But, Pat, it is two separate standards when it comes to the clergy and everybody else.
Right. I think the pastor should realize that blessed are you when you are persecuted in my name's sake, for great is your reward in heaven. This persecution is real. It's there. It's not as bad as it's been in the past or in other societies, but it's going to be part of life, and you're called to witness against it and to stand against it with the tools we've got.
And part of the tools we've got is, look, you're allowed to not only petition your government for redress of agreements, but the president has the authority under the Constitution to issue executive orders at the executive level. And that's precisely what Congressman Jones, Jordan, has told us that he needs right now for us to get this to move forward, to protect our military chaplains the right to pray in Jesus' name. If that's what they want to pray, it's going to take an executive order to do it.
It is, and it's important, folks. We've had hundreds of thousands of people join petitions to support the military chaplains here. But on this effort, folks, we're asking for something different. We're asking for an executive order from the President of the United States, and we need the American people's support for this. Congressman Jones and the ACLJ, we need to be able to take a list of hundreds of thousands of names of American people from around the country to say, President Bush, sign this executive order. Let's make sure chaplains have the right to do their job.
And that's what we're really talking about here at the end of the day, folks, is the chaplain's ability to pray and do their job according to their dictates of their conscience. But if you want to make sure these chaplains are protected legally, it is critical that you go to your phones and join our petition to get this executive order in place from the president. 877-989-2255. That's the number, ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255 to protect our military chaplains. Back with more in just a moment.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
Professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
That's precisely what we're talking about on this broadcast today, freedom for our military chaplains. It is critical that we protect them. It's very important that they be able to pray. It's going to take this executive order, as we've been saying. It's a different strategy than we used last year. Last year's strategy, which, by the way, was successful. We got some bad regulations rolled back, some better ones in place. But to get this really fixed now, it's not a legislative alternative. It is an executive order that's going to be necessary. If you signed on and called previously back in the last summer in 2006 to support our military chaplains, we appreciate it. But we need to hear from you again because now it's going to take this executive order. It's that important. So here's the number, 877-989-2255 to support the executive order from President Bush to support our military chaplains. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Stuart Roth is with us in the studio here. Stuart, this issue is one of censorship. We've talked about it a lot, but this is the only option we have right now.
Well, Jay, our men and women are at war. They're over in foreign lands, and they need spiritual support. So it's nonsensical that the spiritual support can't get to them because of censorship of the message of the chaplains.
And that's exactly, folks, that's what this is. I mean, at the end of the day, this is absolutely censorship. We've got a lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Chris is calling from New Jersey on line two. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing? Thank you.
Great.
Jordan and Jay, for what you guys do, and God bless you. It's very
Thank
simple,
you.
Jay. Perhaps if they allowed the prayer, we'd win the war. It's very simple.
Well, you know, people, I'll tell you one thing, and I understand what you're saying, and I think that the whole idea that we are in a war highlights the fact that these chaplains have to be able to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. Because, folks, we're not talking about, you know, a bunch of high school students getting around a flagpole and praying. And that's fine. I mean, we supported it. We took the cases all the way to the Supreme Court in the United States that authorized all that. That's great. And the students are having great prayer meetings, and it's their neighborhood Bible studies are great. But these are people, are men and women that are in harm's way. I mean, that's what we're fighting for, the chaplain's ability to pray, and they're on the battlefield. Jordan, one of the things that we found out in our government affairs office was that we were hearing from chaplains in the battlefield.
We have. We've heard from chaplains all over the world serving our country, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, and in other places. Remember, we've got military men and women all around the world and most of the continents on the whole globe, and they're there, and they're serving, and we've heard from them directly on the ground from Iraq, from Afghanistan, and other countries saying, it's true. I'm scared to do things, or I've been told, you better not do that again, you better not say that prayer that way again, or we're going to be reprimanded. And many chaplains have been reprimanded. We've talked to those chaplains. We've had them on air before. We've talked to some chaplains who have had to go ahead and resign because they felt like they just could not do their job anymore by the dictates of their faith.
And one of the things Chris said, it was just on our caller here, Stuart, was that these are chaplains that are, a lot of them are serving on the front lines. I mean, they literally are in harm's way here.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, part of the message that we're trying to send to the Middle East and spreading democracy is religious pluralism. But we go over there and we censor our chaplains from engaging in religious speech. It's kind of a mixed message, Jay.
It is. It's not only a mixed message. It's really the wrong message. Here's what I want you to do, folks. 877-989-2255. We are asking President Bush for an executive order. 877-989-2255. Do you think our military chaplains should have the right to pray? We think so, according to the dictates of their conscience. Now we're asking the president for this executive order. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to support our military chaplains.
Pam's calling from South Carolina on line 6. Pam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, thank you. I know you're busy, so I'm going to give you two quick comments.
All right, thanks.
When my father passed away, a chaplain came to my aid, and I would like for him to be able to pray in my faith, which is Jesus Christ. And also, if praying in Jesus' name is offensive, are they going to change the uniform because Christian chaplains with a cross on the lapel?
Exactly. No, you're You're exactly correct. The chaplain's uniform, Jordan, you mentioned this earlier, because they're both an officer in the military, but they're also commissioned by their sponsoring organization, their denomination. The rabbis have Star of David's. The ministers of the gospel, the Christian ministers, have crosses. It's part of their uniform commitment, and this is part of the whole process.
Yeah, it's part of the uniform. Just like if you were part of the airborne division, you may have wings or a parachute on your uniform. They have the cross or the Star of David or other symbols. If they're Muslim, they've got the star and crescent. And this is what we're talking about, though, folks, is a direct targeting at mostly these Christian chaplains.
Right.
And you've had rabbis come out and say, you know what, enough is enough. We know you are targeting these Christian chaplains. They should have the right to do their job. I'm not offended by a chaplain who's called by his denomination. Remember, this is not just broad Christian, but it actually is broken down by
each
single
denomination right.
Whether it's Catholic or all the different Protestant denominations, and they have got to have the ability to do their jobs. And many of those religious leaders from other groups and other military chaplains have said they need to be able to do the jobs according to the dictates of their faith. That's all we're fighting for, is these chaplains can do their job as they've been called so by their denomination.
You know, it really is a question of freedom, folks. That's what we're talking about here.
Well, absolutely, Jay. I mean, this is a battle. This is a legal case that we must win, because the next stop will be some of these national cemeteries, Arlington cemeteries, where they'll want the crosses and the stars off the tombstones because it's government property.
Those cases already exist. Those challenges have been brought. We saw the Mount Soledad Cross War Memorial for the Korean War veterans. We were successful there all the way to the Supreme Court in the United States. But this is the challenge of the day, and that is to protect our military chaplains. 877-989-2255. That's a letter. That's basically you signing on to a letter of petition going to the President of the United States saying issue an executive order. He has the authority to do it. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to protect our military chaplains. We're going to go right back to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. I'll tell you what we're going to do, folks. We're going to stay after. We're going to record another program. So you keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. Do you support our military chaplains at this critical hour? 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air.
Wendell's calling from Virginia Online 4. Wendell, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Wendell.
Yes, how are you?
Great.
I'm a born-again Christian, and support definitely for the chaplains to be able to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But what I have noticed also... some of our chaplains do need more training in the ministry, because I have actually met two chaplains that don't even know Christ as their personal savior.
That's part of what you got is, remember, to be in the military as a chaplain, it's not just Christian chaplains. They have every almost conceivable religious groups you could think of. That's part of the chaplaincy corps. But it's the sponsoring organization, let's say the Baptist, if they're charismatics, Church of God, whatever it might be, Catholic, that's who's responsible for basically recommending the individual chaplain.
Well, and there's everything from Wiccans, there's atheists, there's secular humanists, there's all these different groups that are represented within the military and the different religious
groups.
But
who's told not to pray?
Christians are told not to pray.
Right,
and I think,
exactly.
Wendell, one thing, you may have had discussions with this chaplain, and they may be afraid to talk about it, because at this point they've been told don't talk about your faith specifically with folks who haven't directly asked to have that conversation. That's how far the government's gone. If they're not asking for it, you're not allowed to tell them.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically it. You know, if this was a high school student, we would say it's censorship and it's an easy case.
Well, it's targeted against one group, and that's Christians. That's it.
That is where the censorship's coming out, folks. I mean, now you've got the rabbis coming out and saying we're supporting the Christian chaplains, because we understand if you take this logic to where they're going, what you're going to end up with is them being told, the rabbis being told, don't pray in Hebrew, because that might be offensive to somebody. But here's the deal. We've got the initial guidelines. Some of these problematic guidelines that date back a decade have been rolled back. That's the good news. Now we need the president to issue an executive order. We're going to encourage the president to do it. You keep calling, by the way. If you want to talk to us on air, we're staying over to do another program at 1-800-684-3110. Now, if the lines are busy, and they all are, you come call back in a minute or two. They'll clear up. 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we're going to record another program. There's so many calls coming in. So, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Now, go to ACLJ.org for updated information. Jordan's going to tell you how you could sign the petition to support our military chaplains. We're going to do that right now, or ACLJ.org.
There's two ways to do so. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 to join the petition to protect military prayer. We've got to send this petition to President Bush. Be a part of this. We need your help. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you next time.